Now the news, I'm Wenjie. China and Kazakhstan have pledged to jointly promote high-quality Belt and Road cooperation and work closely within the framework of multilateral organizations. The two sides reached the agreement at a strategic dialogue between Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi and Kazakh Foreign Minister Murat Nurtlu. One said China is ready to work with Kazakhstan to increase the scale of trade. Nurtlu said Kazakhstan is willing to coordinate closely with China on international and regional affairs. The two sides jointly announced the establishment of a strategic dialogue mechanism between the two countries' foreign ministers. China has issued a health alert and suspended online sales of a Japanese dietary supplement. Health officials have urged consumers to immediately stop taking relevant products of Osaka-based drug maker Kobayashi Pharmaceutical after 5 deaths linked to the product containing red yeast rice were reported in Japan. More than 100 are hospitalized. Chris Gilbert has more from Tokyo.
Executives from Kobayashi have apologized, but say they cannot provide details on how long its products have been tainted and how many people have been affected around the world. It comes a week after the company first sounded the alarm about the potential health risks linked to its Benikoji or red yeast rice supplements. It suspects an unknown substance derived from mold may have caused the problems. The company has voluntarily recalled at least 3 products, including 300,000 packages of Benikoji supplements, which claim to help bring down cholesterol levels. Reports suggest more than 170 companies that use Kobayashi products may be affected both in Japan and internationally. But the controversy has led to calls for stricter monitoring of food supplements and for more accountability from the companies making them.
Chinese diplomats and members of a working team in Pakistan have mourned the 5 Chinese nationals killed in a terrorist attack earlier this week. They conveyed the solicitude of the Chinese government to workers of a China-built hydropower project in northwestern Pakistan and encouraged them to wade through difficulties together. The 5 Chinese nationals, along with 1 person from Pakistan, were killed after an attack on the vehicle they were traveling in. Russia's investigative committee says it had found evidence showing that the terrorists involved in the Moscow concert hall attack were planning to cross into Ukraine to receive their reward. It added that a man under a pseudonym helped coordinate the gunman's actions via audio messages. The committee also said a 9th suspect linked to the attack has been detained. The largest crane on the U.S. eastern coast is in Baltimore to assist salvage work after the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. Maryland Governor Wes Moore says it can lift up to 1,000 tons. It will be used to clear the channel in order to reopen the key shipping route. Another crane is also arriving. Experts say rebuilding the bridge could cost at least $400 million and take 5 to 7 years. 8 construction workers were filling potholes when a cargo ship crashed into the bridge. 2 were rescued, 2 confirmed dead, and the other 4 are presumed dead. The U.S. House of Representatives has reportedly set a strict ban on congressional staffers' use of Microsoft's Copilot Generative AI Assistant. An official says the Office of Cybersecurity has deemed the application a risk to users due to the threat of leaking data. Last year, 2 Democratic and 2 Republican U.S. senators introduced legislation to ban the use of artificial intelligence that creates content that influences federal elections. Travelers have made more than 1 million trips in and out of Hong Kong on the first day of a 4-day Easter holiday in the region. That sets a new high since the COVID pandemic. Nearly 100,000 people departed via the Hong Kong-Zhuhai-Macau Bridge. Hong Kong's Immigration Department earlier estimated that around 11 million passengers will pass through Hong Kong's sea, land, and air control points during the Easter and Qingming Festival period. And that's the news. I'm Wenjie.